For I desire to follow you home, saith the Spirit of grace. I desire to follow you home, saith the Father. For I desire to place in you this day, even in this service, a refreshing, a renewal, more than anything else, a fresh desire for more of me, saith the Spirit of grace. For in that desire comes washing. In that desire becomes a flow of my spirit that will follow you. When I said I desire to follow you home, I desire this presence to be with you when you leave this house. I desire this presence to follow you into the most mundane of situations. I desire for you to communicate with me as a son or daughter with a father. For in that place you'll find yourself going from glory to glory to glory. Did I not say that the lamp of the righteous burneth brighter and brighter unto a more perfect day? For I am desiring a bride that will receive me back into this earth. And make no mistake about it, before my coming, the last generation will see the great signs and wonders that the apostles were accustomed to in their day. Seek not these things, but seek a higher place in me, saith the Spirit of grace. Come to my face and seek me, and all these other things will be added unto you, saith the Spirit of grace. Yes. Hallelujah. We want to welcome everybody this morning and welcome all of our family that's watching. Say hi to everybody out there. We love you guys so much, and I love you guys. We love you guys in here as well. You're so precious, and we can't tell you how much you mean to us. We'll try, but you do mean a whole lot, everything. So thank you, and thank you for being a part of everything that God is doing here. Amen. Let's just take a moment and honor the Holy Spirit by not being too progressive and getting past the moment that we just had, and let's think about what we just had. We produce all of our prophecies that come forth, and they're all typed out, and then we put them online, and many times we put them in here for you to be able to have and to read. But it's important for us to honor the Holy Spirit and what He's doing at each service, and anytime He speaks, and He speaks through His Word, but He just spoke a few moments ago through prophecy, and He was encompassing the moment. What did you hear? What did you hear? Because if you heard with your spiritual ear, then it's profitable for you. If you were gone in the moment, it was, as Jesus said, Satan comes immediately to steal the word. Immediately to steal the word. While a prophecy is being given, if your mind is distracted, Satan is immediately stealing the word from you. If the prophecy's been given and it's not some part of it become a part of you. Now I'll help because I gave it and I did not intend to give it, nor had I rehearsed it. But as I hear, I give. And I'll start it off. And maybe we'll have a little help here because it's important. I'll beat somebody the punch. He wants to go home with us. Okay, so that's what I was going to say. How many heard that he wants to go home with you and I? Yes. Amen. So the hands are going up. So what else? He wants his presence to be in the mundane. That's just the average, the ordinary parts of life. That was good. Somebody else said something. I think I heard another voice. Anybody else? What else did you hear? To seek him first. Yeah. And then I heard some scripture in there, glory to glory. The lamp of the righteous burneth brighter and brighter. What did he say about what did he want to put in us this morning? What was he doing in that particular time? What was one of the things that he was wanting to accomplish or impregnate our spirits with? Think for a moment. What? A refreshing. And yes, and he said that refreshing would come from something. Spending time. Yes, that's part of it. I know we're having to think. It's okay. What else?
All these things will be added unto you.
All these things. Perfect. That's perfect. All of that, if we go into that, all of everything that we're after is going to, you're saying signs and wonders. That wasn't the best, but the best was to seek him and all these other things would be added to us. Didn't he say something about placing within us this morning as a result of now and this whole service, a hunger? That hunger is very, very conducive. And those of you that are listening, that hunger is very conducive to you going to the next step. It really is. The difference between you, anyone that's ever hungry enough to go further in God, and your family member or your friend who is born again / spirit-filled, and you say to them these things and you try to express to them and it goes right over their head and they don't get it, the difference between you and them is hunger. It really is. And hunger is something that he can only create in you as you open up your heart. As you absolutely open up your heart to him. Hallelujah. Let me share with you just for a moment. And I want to say thank you for all of you each week that give. Let me share a scripture with you. And then you're going to be given an opportunity to share in giving this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you. How many are so thankful for that presence that we just experienced? We just don't take it for granted. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Holy Spirit, for that presence. I'm going to read this. You don't have to turn there, but I want you to listen very closely, please. This is in Exodus chapter 36. You've heard me read from here before in times gone by. What we can't look at for sake of time is that the offering that I am talking about, or that the word is going to talk about here, even in a day of law, when law was practiced, and the later in the dispensation of law, not at this point, but after the dispensation of law and got into effect, and the Israelites were commanded to give 10%. This was a free will offering. This particular offering was, in other words, give it if you want to or don't give it at all. A free will. Everybody say free will. Okay. So what we're going to look at this is it exemplifies where we live at today in the New Testament, because on this stewardship teaching that we've been doing, which we won't do this morning, but we do have one or two more lessons, and they're really good. And I wanted to give one this morning, and I got hijacked by the Holy Spirit. And I don't decide what goes on around here. I just work here, and the one in charge is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So This is a free will offering that we're reading about. In other words, Moses, in essence, I'm just going to say it in our vernacular, give it if you want to. And what happened as a result? Even in the shadow, the word says, and Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And they received of Moses, and that work was to build the tabernacle in the wilderness. This is not David's tabernacle. It's not David's tabernacle or Solomon's temple. This is Moses' tabernacle. Chapter 36, 3. And they received of Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary to make it withal. And they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. And all the wise men that wrought all the work of the sanctuary came, every man from his work which they made. And they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded unto to make. And so all of these, this one guy was put in charge. These two guys were put in charge. And then all these other men that were, if we put it in today's vernacular, the plumbers, the roofers, the cabinet men, the whatever, they all came forward with the excellency of their profession and brought that into the tabernacle. But it goes on to say here, and Moses gave commandment, verse 5 again, and they spake unto Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded. And Moses gave commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man or woman make any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. So the people were restrained from bringing. This comes into effect with not only the professions that were coming in, but also everything that they were bringing in as far as finances. They were restrained from bringing, for the stuff they had was sufficient for all the work to make it, and too much. Everybody say too much. Now, I have never yet, I say yet, been part of a dispensation or church time in which this was fulfilled. What we just saw here, what we just read was, is that there came a point because of the, it wasn't man doing it. It actually, this is a shadow of Acts, where the word says there was great grace upon them. And that great grace was so strong that it solicited an openness of the heart. It solicited a free will desire, like, I want to give for the work of the ministry. It was so strong on their hearts. This was so strong that the word says they were restrained from giving. Can you imagine? Have you ever been in a church service or a church where they said, look, please, whatever you do, don't bring any more money to the church. Please, we've got too much. Hallelujah. I am desiring that kind of dispensation. I believe it will happen before this great outpouring. And what we will take with too much is we won't idolize it. We won't build our fancy facilities. It won't go into the pastor's pocket. It will be the silos of Egypt that we taught on. It'll be a readiness for the reservoir for the propagation of the gospel. Hallelujah. But the whole storyline behind what we just read is that of the abundance of the heart, the people started bringing, and there was so much that, because he's not the God of enough, okay? He's the God of too much. Whenever Jesus provides, we give our testimonies, 98, 99, 100, whew, he met the need, hallelujah. Well, he does, and he'll pay it down. And he'll pay, and people say, he met my need. He's always the God of enough. He's not the God of enough. He is Jehovah Jireh, which means he's more. He is Jesus, the 12 baskets left over, the 7 baskets left over. Living in him is not just enough, it's more than enough. It meets all of your needs, and then it starts meeting the needs of everybody around you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. I want to thank everybody out there for the people that are using PayPal and blessing and coming forward with us. We love you so much. And everyone in here that are very sensitive to the ear of the Holy Spirit. Father, we love you this morning. We thank you already, precious Holy Spirit, for your move in this house. We're asking you to touch the hearts with a free will offering. Blessings, blessings, we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together. If you have something this morning, please, during this time, and if Marty can give us something, we'd appreciate it. Why don't you bring this down? If you missed anybody in saying hi, you can do that again. We love you. Thank you for your giving out there. Amen.